You're holding that vav on the base, the bottom gemara. Yeah, most of Rav Ami has a kasha like this. It says, Aloha hamafris mursa b'shabbos. If somebody opens up a pimple on Shabbos, there's pus inside the pimple, and you break open the pimple, I'm not to take the pus out. So it says like this. Im lasis lo peh, if you have on a wrist to open it up, to make a peh, to make a nice opening there, that you could use it tomorrow also. In other words, all the pus doesn't come out at one time. So you want to make a nice opening there that tomorrow more pus will come out. And know what the Taisa says, your kavana is also that avir should go inside. Because the Pesach always has to be made lahachnis alhoitzi, to bring things in it and to take things out of it. So there, if your kavana is to make a nice Pesach, that you want air to come in and you also want the pus to come out. So that's your kavana, then your mamash chayiv midiraisa. Like Rashi says, shu mesakein Pesach. You're making a Pesach. V'chayiv mishum bayin, it's like building. T'yashkechon binyin b'balechayim d'chsev ayivin es atzela. Hashem made the tzela. Mashma shayach binyin bayin odim. So if you make a Pesach in your body, that's an issa d'iraisa of binyin. But what about v'im lohitzim v'men alecha? Let's say your whole kavanah is only just to take the pus out of the pimple, but not amanas to make a Pesach. That's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is just to take out the lecha. So by making the Pesach, it's like a melacha shen tzricha legufa. Then we said the lecha is potter. So Rashi says potter means v'kayim melon here, potter or mutlach etchila. V'yitziya Shabbos. Says here what? The lecha is even though usually a melacha shen tzricha legufa is potter midiraisa, but also midirabonin. Over here we came out in the Gemara and Dav Gimel said it's mutlach etchila in Shabbos because of mishum tzara. Since a person has tsar, if he doesn't take the pus out of the pimple, so mishum tsara not to have pains, the rabbanu will mat you here to break open the mursa. So what's the kasha over here? So Rashi says, kasha l'man di osar. The kasha is if you hold that it's osar to make the bia. Friday night, if you're the first bia, is osar Friday night, it's a kasha. Ta'inami loitzi damu. Chur over there also, you have one to take out the dam. So I'll come over there, you say it's osar. Just like over here, we see it's mutter. L'chur hu adin, the first bia, Friday night should also be mutter. V'bout you doing a mitzvah. In other words, at most you want to say l'dam hu tzarech. So l'chur you don't have kavono to make a Pesach over there. But the kasher is now, if you learn the issa to make a bia Friday night, is because you're making a Pesach. So he said one of the heterim is that it's like a mloch, you don't want the Pesach. You mechav non to take the dam out. So since over there your kavanah is only to take the dam out, so why do we say the first bia is also, and here we say it's mutter? It's the same way you have a heter here to take the pus out, and you have the same heter to make the first bia. It's not called making a Pesach, because your kavanah is not l'shem Pesach, your kavanah is only to take the blood out. So it's also the same thing. Hochinami mishum mitzvah hevilon mishri. It's the same kasha. Like how could you say it's also to make the first bia Friday night? The chur is going on the tzad to say it's only nisa of making a Pesach. And again, the svar is you're not mechavin to make a Pesach. It happens by itself. You're only mechavin to take the dam out. So what do you want to say? It should be yosim with rabbonin. But here we see if a svar mishum tzar it's mutter, for sure mishum mitzvah it should also be mutzvah. It should also be mutter. So therefore it should be mutter to make the first bia Friday night. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. I tell you, hosim pokid v'okir. Hocha pokid v'lo yokir. So Rashi says like this. Pokid means konus b'yachad. It's all together. V'okir means kula min abos v'yoyim v'lotzis. Over here by pimple, the pus inside the pimple for sure is like all together. And it's like just in a glass. It's all together. It's oimit to come out. So when you open up the pimple, you're taking out the pus that bechlal doesn't have to do with chabura. Like the pus is not called nivla into the meat, like it should be nisra of chabura. Mashenken hocha by dam besulim, hocha dam besulim, pokitu v'loy okir. That means, loy okir means legamri. It's not completely like uprooted from the body already. It's not completely like a pus is in the pimple. The blood by the dam besulim, el nivla ksas piksolim. It's a little bit nibble, a little bit dissolved in the walls of the rechem. Even though it's not like any other blood in the body. Like there for sure it's called the chabura. If you cut yourself to take the blood out, that's for sure it's called a chabura. Over here, elakonis, over here, even though the dam bisulim is a little bit gathered together, miyol doima lemechuber. Here, this blood is more doima than it's attached to the body. Sheina muchin lotseis kalecha. It's not oimit to come out as much as the pus is. In other words, the teretz is that the reason why it's also to make the bia Friday night is not because of a Pesach, but mishum chabura. If you learn by breaking the besulim, by taking the blood out, you're making a chabura, now you can't ask a kasha from pus. Why pus? When you open up the pimple, the pus bechlal is not called nivla, dissolved in the basar. The pus for sure is all gathered together in the pimple, just like oimit to come out. It's just like something is stopping it from coming out. When you open it up, it just flows out by itself. That's not called a chabura. Mashenkin, the blood by the psulim, even though the blood there is konus, is gathered together, but a little bit it's nivlar into the basar. Now it is a little bit dissolved in the meat. Therefore, when you break the psulim, you break the skin there, it is considered you're making a chabura. So that's why what the Mandiyama said before, it's also to have the beer Friday night, because you're making a chabura. And it's not doima to breaking a pimple. Breaking a pimple, the pus is bechlal, not nivla, in the basar. Therefore, sure, there's no issa chabura. It is only a question of making a Pesach. So we say, if your intentions is not to make a Pesach, it's a mlocha shen tzrich legufa, and therefore we say, midrabonin it's mutter, b'mokom tzara it's mutter. Bashenkin by the psulim, if it would have only been mishum Pesach, it would have the same heter. But the issa by psulim is not mishum Pesach, but rather mishum chabura it's also. But Marsana Ravami Shari Lemivo Batchilo Bashabis. Ravami Vaistois made the chuppah Friday afternoon, and he was mad to them to have the first beer Friday night. So Amrule Rabbonin, the Rabbonin asked the Shiloh, I voloi ksuba ksubasa. They didn't write the ksuba yet. And the law is, before you write a ksuba, it's also to live with your wife. With the Rabbonin, you can't live with your wife unless you have a ksuba. So true, they had the chuppah Friday afternoon, but they didn't write the ksuba yet. So how was he matter to have the first beer Friday night on Shabbos? So he answered back, at fasu metaltalim. You should know, even though he didn't write up a ksuba yet, and we're talking about now with the Rishonim saying the mokum in the place where the minig is to write a ksuba. Because if the minig is not to write a ksuba, then a ksuba is called a tanai bezdin. Even if you don't write it, it's command a ksuba dummy. It's as if it was written. But that's only if the minig is bechlal not to write a ksuba. But here we're talking about the minig was to write iksuba. So since the minig is nismokim to write iksuba, if you didn't write it yet, it's not chal. So he gave an eitz even on Shabbos, atvesu metaltlim. Give us a metaltlim to hold on to. If you let her hold on to the metaltlim, then she is so mechdas, like to stay married to you, therefore she's mutter to have bia. And Rashi says, atvesu metaltlim. Let her hold on to some metaltlim, something valuable, the value of the iksuba. Tenu lo metaltlim tachas yoda. Give her a watch. Let her hold on to your watch. V'mashkin l'shibuk subasa. At shiichta v'shtak suba v'shibut kakois. Until later, after Shabbos, you'll write a regular shtak suba. So before we speak out, the pshat is, the yisayit of a ksuba is that when an isha has the ksuba, then she's so mechdash, she realizes she's going to stay married to you. Because before she gets the ksuba, she's always afraid. Right away, you give her a get. So she's not same as that, she doesn't think so much she's going to stay married to you. But once you give her ksuba, then she's same as that to stay with you, then you're allowed to have beer with her. So here the svari is, since she gave him a metaltlim to hold on to, she's also same as that, she feels secure that you want her, therefore beer is mutter. But avada, right after Shabbat, you still have to write the ksuba. Because there wasn't a real kinyan that's chal. Because the first time you ask the kasha, like you're not allowed to make a real kinyan on Shabbos. Only mamish b'mokim a big tzarech by yishchiv meira. But otherwise, you're not supposed to make a real kinyan. So you say, here it wasn't really a kinyan you're giving to your wife. You're just letting her hold on to your metaltim, like a mashkin, Rashi says, just to let her feel secure until after Shabbos you write the real ksuba. So this is matah, kopan that she could have via. This is matah at the beginning. That's what the Gemara is there. Right, the Rav Zvid is also shor lemivo b'tchila b'Shabbos. Rezvid was also matir rechos and v'kala to have the first beer Friday night on Shabbos. And Ika the Amri, some say that Rav Zvid Gufa bo b'tchilu b'Shabbos. Rav Zvid himself had his first beer Friday night on Shabbos. He held the smut. Rav Yehuda shorri lemivo b'tchilu b'yomtiv. Rav Yehuda was the matter of chosin v'kala to have the first bia on Yom Tov by night. So he only said the edus by Yom Tov. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa said like this, Mishmei Derova, Loi Teima, don't think that the Yom Tov Tishori or the Shabbos also, don't think that Rav Yehuda makes a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and he was only matter the chosin and kala on Yom Tov by night, but not on Shabbos. He said, no, you should know, to who are then the afilu b'Shabbos namishori? Havad and Havad of Yehudi is matter them to have bia on Shabbos also. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov have the same halacha. Like if you learn it's a shayla of chabura, so it's also to make a chabura on Yom Tov also. What's the heter? Since you're not miskaven, we hold like a b'shim and shito, or dover shein and miskaven is mutter. Like we learned before, it's not called the psik ratio, because it's shayich ba'atiyah to do it by the sides, not to break the psulim. Since it's not a psik ratio, therefore the loch we hold, the dover shein and miskaven is mutter. So if you hold that, the heter for Yom Tov, the same heter should apply on Shabbos. It's like, don't think that he only was matter on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos, no. He's saying, l'chur, there's no difference. Just the story then was that a chosin had the chuppah chveis erev Yom Tov, and he was matter him to have the first bia Yom Tov by night. But who adin avada will be the same halacha by Shabbos? Because dovish sheinu miskaven, we all this mutter. Now the Gemara says Rav Papa mishmei derov amano that be Yom Tov shori be Shabbos also. Rav Papa says no, that the such halacha to say davka and Yom Tov it's mutter to have the first bia. Mashmi, you're making a chabura, but chabura is mutter on Yom Tov. Mashenken on Shabbos is also to make a chabura. So omalei Rav Papi the Rav Papa. So Rav Papi said that to Rav Papa. Like, what kind of svar is this? My daitcha, what do you think? What's the svar you should say that it should be mutter on Yom Tov and also on Shabbos? The chur of the svar should be that mitoich shehutra chabura letzorech, hutra namish lo letzorech. We know there's a klal of mitoich on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, if you have a heter to do a melacha litzarech oichol nefesh, so we say a svar mitoich. Since you're allowed to do this melacha for the sake of eating purposes, who are then you're allowed to do the melacha even shle litzarech? Here also, what's the yisur of chabura netilas neshama? That's shchita. L'maisi, you're allowed to make a shchita on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. So mitoich that it's mutter to do this melacha of shchita, which is the yis of chabura. It's mutter to do on Yom Tov, l'tzarech oichol nefesh, who adin it should be mutter to do it, shler l'tzarech also, to tzarech bia, even though the first bia is not called a dvar achila, still it should be mutter. Rashi says, l'tzarech oichol nefesh, kagoyin shchita. That's the cloud by melachis, that's where we hold. That melachis, mitoich shutu l'tzarech, hutru namish kol l'tzarech. But avada providing, it has to be a kopon of tzarech hayoyim ktsas. There has to be some purpose for you that you're using it on Yom Tov. Like L'moshe carrying. We hold you allowed to carry on Yom Tov. Even though the Yikke Heteroid saw is only the Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. But we hold Mitoch Shehutru the Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Since you're allowed to carry out food on Yom Tov, who are then you're allowed to carry out anything that you need for Yom Tov? But something that you did not need for Yom Tov, then it's also to carry it out. So that's what you want to say. Maybe making the Biyah is called the Chabura. When you make the dam come out, it's called you're making a chabura. The dam is considered nivle in the basar, and it is a chabura. And you hold dover shenim eshenim skavin is also. That's why on Shabbos is also. But the reason why on mutter, you want to say it's on Yom Tov, you want to say it's mutter, because Yom Tov has a new svar of mitoich. So he asked the kasha, no, it doesn't apply the svar of mitoich here. Ela meyate, so, ela meyato, mutter lasa is mugmar b'Yom Tov. It should be mutter to make mugmar. Mugmar means you want to burn spices to make the smell come up and like smell kalim, smell clothing. I'm all used to burn spice, like Rashi says, mugmar. B'somam alesh. You put the some of these spices on top of the fire. Legamar es a kalim. You want the smoke to come up and smoke into your kalim. V'yesabagodim into your clothing. You want your clothing to smell nicely. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. So now, according to your svar, it should be mutter. Why? Since you're allowed to cook something for the purpose of eating it, his hutra namish le letzorech. You want to tell me it should be mutter also to burn these spices for the purpose of smelling? And vice versa, we know the loch with that sasa. So you see, you don't say the loch of mitoich all over. So he answered back, no, there's no kasha to me. Omalei, olecho makron, you, the posik says, That has to be something that everybody enjoys. L'chol nefesh means whatever you do on Yom Tov, the heter is only if it's something that everybody enjoys it. Everybody enjoys this. L'moshe carrying out. Everybody enjoys the carrying out. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out even a sefer, even something that's not l'achila. You have the svar of mitoich. So you need dover ashav l'chol nefesh. You need. It has to be something that everybody enjoys. Ma'ashen can hear mugmer. When you make your clothing smell well, Rashi says, not everybody enjoys that. That's not a normal thing everybody does. Only the mefunakim, only people that are very careful, they can't take a bad smell, they have to make their smelling their clothes smell nice. But a normal person doesn't need it. And Rashi says, Olecha makro l'chol nefesh, dovar shav l'chol nefesh, muter. Now, ubila shav l'chol. To have a beer with your wife, everybody enjoys that. Therefore, it's muter on Yom Tov. Avo mugmur, to make your clothing smell good, ain't a well of l'mufunakim. It's only for someone, it's a mufunak, that can't take anything, any little bad smell bothers him, he has to have his clothing smell. But normal people don't need it. Therefore, it's not called a dover, a shovel, a chol nefesh. It's not called something everybody enjoys. Therefore, it's also on Yom Tov. So, omale ravacha bre the rov ravashi. So, ravacha is set ravashi. Elamayatev, that's a swear what you're saying, like if so, Nizdamin loit svi biyomtiv. What's going to be if somebody has the opportunity to catch a deer on yomtiv and to shecht it? Is it muta to shecht the deer on yomtiv? So, according to you, it should be yasa. You know why? Hoyel viyena shav l'chol nefesh. Like, not everybody eats deer. Deer is a very hard animal to catch. Usually, you have to kill it first. It's very hard to catch a deer to make a shechiter on it. So, most people don't have deers. So, abzoy, if somebody finds a deer on Yom Tov, it should be yasa to make a shechita, because that's not called something that everybody enjoys. So, ochi nami di yasa l'mishchatei. So, Amalei answered back, no. Ano dover hatzorech l'chol nefesh kamina. Doesn't have to be something shechiyat that everybody does often, but it has to be something that everybody enjoys. That's the pshat. Tzvi, tzorech l'chol nefeshu. A deer, really, everybody would enjoy eating a deer. The only reason why we don't eat deers is because it's hard to catch one. Lameister, we don't have a deer to eat. But whoever would have a deer to eat would enjoy it. So therefore, to eat the meat of a deer is called shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody would enjoy it. Therefore, avad, if you catch a deer, you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. But over here, mugmer, the fact to spice your clothing, to make the smoke come into your clothing, to make it smell nice, most people don't enjoy that. It's only the mefunakim, therefore that's also to do on Yom Tov. So the kids, it could be, this is a svara. There's a tzad to say that biya is mutter on Yom Tov, and also on Shabbos, that maybe the first biya there is a yisra of chabura. You are making a chabura by breaking the psul and making the dam come out. But on Yom Tov, though, there's a special hetah from mitoich shutru chabura, l'sarich echo nefesh, without you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, which is yisra chabura, who are then you're allowed to do another chabura on Shabbos, as long as it's called a tzarech, as long as it's called a tzarech of Yom Tov. And Tosfos speaks out, even though the Gemara in Deya is mashma tzarech biya, is not called tzarech echol nefesh, it's not called shavel echol nefesh. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. First Tosfos says, our Gemara is only talking about the biya rishoina, the mitzvah, the yevi tzarech mitzvah sayayim, ava shav bilas en kokach tzarech hayayim. There the Gemara in Bay has a shiloh, if you're allowed to put out the candle in order to make the room dark to have a beer with your wife, is it mutter or not? The Gemara has a to say it's usher over there. So Halakur Toizesk, our Gemara says beer is called shovel chol nefesh, it should be mutter. So the first Toizen says, our Gemara is only talking about the first beer. The beer Rishonah you have with your wife, since it's a mitzvah, bias mitzvah, that is called the Tzorech Hayim. That's what our Gemara says, that's for sure, mutter to do on Yom Tov. But it could be other bias is not called Tzorech L'chol Nefesh. But Avad, you're allowed to be with your wife Yom Tov, because there's no Isra. The only Isra is the first bia. Here the Gemara in Bay is talking about, if you want to have the heter to put out the fire, let's Tzorech to make the room dark, to have bia with your wife. The entire second shot is that Kibui is called a Machshir for L'chol Nefesh. It's not called the Melechus Eichel Nefesh itself, it's only a Hechsher. It's only doing something to make the room fit to have Biyah. So that's why it's a different shell on the Gemara in Biyah. But over here the kids were coming out that the Biyah Rishonah for sure is called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and for sure it's mutter to do it on Yom Tov.
Omer Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Hoiro Reb Yechanan Bitzidin, Reb Idi gave a het a hero. He passed for everybody in Tzidin that also live over Tchilah of Shabbos. He gave out a raw of Sakalok, which also to have be a Rishon on Shabbos. That's what he's passing. For the Gemara Kashin is Lushin, or Miiko Haroli Yisr, does apply to say the word of Hiro when you come in to say something that's Osir. So Rashi learns like this, O mi Kori Yisr Hiro, Mishum the Choladim Rishon Lahachmir. Anybody could be Machmir. For Yoyser Ainza Smichas Devorim, if you may say something Zosir, it's not the Pshat, you rely on what you're saying. Even when you have a doubt about something, you don't know what the locher is, you should say it's asur. Aval hamatir, somebody says something is mutter, that's called soymech al shem osoy. He's soymech on what he's saying. Or yasvaras chachmosoy. Viharo, that's the most avmino. Or haro means you're passing something of your own svara. You're telling us over your svara. So chura your svara applies if you've been matir. If you're saying something the kula, but to say something liyisr doesn't apply the word of a raw. So Gemara says no. For the Gemara, in Vatanya we learn not like the Vatanan. Hoy raw beis hillel. Beis hillel gave a psak. Shetay nezira oid sheva shana macheres. Beis hillel gave a psak lechurma that she has to keep another 7 years of being a nezirus. Rashi brings down that the Mishnah Masechta Nazir behilni yamalka. Shiyotza b'nola mechama hasan went out to fight. For Nodra, she made a neder that sheva shonim b'nozir. She made a neder that should be a nazira for 7 years. And what happened was she was a chutz loris for 7 years and she kept the naziris. And Basila Paskin, and now that she goes to Eretz Yisrael, she has to keep another 7 years. Because the locher is chutz loris has tumas amin. It lies like a tumas mace. And the locher is if a nozir touches a mace, it's Yipol or Yomim Rishonim. He loses the first days. He has to count over again. So Kol Zeman, she was a Chutz Loretz. The Naziris didn't help. Say that like she's Betumas Meis. So therefore, Basilo said her raw that Wat Lechumra, that she has to count over again another 7 years when she comes to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, it's possible to have a shame her raw even though you're saying a Chumra. So therefore, it's good here also. He gave her raw. He held it's also to have the Bir Rishon on Shabbos. Vinam and other pshatas like this, I'll bring you proof that her raw goes liyaser. Ki hor de tanya, we learned like this. Chut ha-shedra shenifsak. If you have a chut ha-shedra of an animal, that's the backbone. It was nifsak, it was cut, so it's called the trefa. Now how much of the chut ha-shedra of the backbone has to be broken? Berubai, Divri Rebbe. Rebbe says roiv of the bone has to be broken. Then it becomes a trefa. If less than roiv is broken, it's not called a trefa. If it didn't crack through half of it. Rebbe Yaakov Oimer af nikuf. Rebbe Yaakov said, no, even a small hole in the chut ha-shedra makes the animal a trefa. And the Gemara says, hoira Rebbe k'Rebbe Yaakov. Rebbe was hoira k'Rebbe Yaakov. Even though Rebbe Yaakov is more machmir, Rebbe Yaakov says, not only berubai, if roiv of the bone is broken through, but even a small hole breaks the small hole in the bone makes it a trefa. She says, also, it's shaykh to have a lotion of hoiroa, even though you're saying an issa. And Omer Rav Huna, ain't a loch Rav Yaakov. Rav Huna said, no, the loch is not like Rav Yaakov. Rakoponim, you see, Rebbe said hoiroa, Rav Yaakov. So it's possible to have a shame hoiroa, even though you're saying a chumra. And Omer says, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Masni Hochi. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak learns like this. He learned like this, that Omer Rav Avua said, that Shoa Rabbi Yishmael ben Yaakov de Mintzur es Rabbi Yechanan b'tzaydin. That Rabbi Avua said over that he heard that Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yaakov asked the Shiloh from Rabbi Yechanan b'tzaydin for Yanor Shmi, and I heard it. Rabbi Avua said this over that I heard, so Rabbi Yishmael asked the question to Rabbi Yechanan. And the question was, Maho Livlo b'tchilo b'Shabbos? Is it Mutta for the Chosin to have the first Bia Friday night on Shabbos? V'yoma layosa, and Rabbi Yechanan answered back that it's asa. But the Gemara comes out, v'hilchasa, what's the maskona, what's the psak halacha, muta livo b'tchilo b'shabbos. That's the maskona, that it's muta to have the bia, the first bia is muta on Friday night. And look, it's very good, because we all like Rabbi Shimon Shita, that a dover shayna maskavin is muta. But since l'maisi, you're not mechavin to make a chabura, you're not mechavin to make the Pesach, it happens by itself, and it's not a psikresha, therefore the maisa it's muta. And therefore, it's mut l'chura to make the chuppah Friday afternoon, ha'manas to make the first biyah Friday night. That's the bottom Tosfos that says, the maskana also is, v'loy chashinan shema yishkot benayif. We don't have the gzeru, we're not afraid, even though the Gemara before said there's another chash, not to make the chasna maitzoy Shabbos, or not even Friday, because we're afraid maybe we'll have to shecht, you won't have enough meat. You'll shecht the chicken. So now that we're paskening, it's mutter to make the first via Friday night, that means you're allowed to make the chasna Friday afternoon. And even though you're going to have to give the sheshvin and tea that night, you're not afraid, mishum shem yishchid benoif, for your host samchinon, lemevet sudis b'shabbos. Therefore, that's the minig, that we do make big echveis par mitzvahs, you either make a chasna on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the suda on Shabbos. The kinyan, you're supposed to do before Shabbos. But some places are more, they make the chuppah right before Shabbos, and then the suda they make on Shabbos, that's our Gemara Maskona, you're allowed to make the suda on Shabbos. And avad, you're allowed to make the suda mitzvah Shabbos. And mekitzah, we don't have the gzera or shem yishchid benoif. We're not afraid of that. Right. Omer Rabbi Chelboy, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Omer Rav, Achas Pesula, whether your wife is a Pesula, she never lived with a man yet, the Achas Amona, whether she was married already, the Locher is Tuna Brocha. You have to have a Brocha, Vishash, you make the Chuppah, you have to have a Sheva Brochas, you have to make Brochas, you have to have a Brocha. Drashi Brichas Chasanim, you have to say the Brichas Chasanim. For the Gemara, Omi Omer Rav Huna, Hoch Rav Huna, say like this, Omer Rav Huna, Almona ain't a tuna brocha. He said no, and Almona, if she was married already once before, the second time she does not have to have brochas. Tomorrow, like Kasha, today there's no stira. Kan bebocha shenos almona. Go boss of the husband. If the chosin is a bocha, he was never married yet, even though he's marrying an almona, he do have to make brochas. Kan, where did he say not? Be almoin shenos almona. If the man was already married once, and she was already married once. In this case, you don't have to have any brochas. For the Gemara, is that true? The Alma and Shinos Almon, if they're both married once, the second time, now they don't have to have a brocha. Loi? I've Omer Rav Nachman Omer Lihuna Bar Nosin. Tona, we learned like this. Minayin Labirchas Chasana Biasora. How do we know the Chlau, when you have Sheva brochas, you could only say the brochas in front of 10 people? Or the Birchas Nesuyin? How do we know you have to have 10 people v'shas the Birchas Chasanim? Shinem will learn out by Rus, it says, by Boyez, it says, Vayikach Asar Anoshim, it says, Boyez took 10 people, Mizikna Yir, Vayoy Meshuvu Poi, Vayeshvu, and they sat there, and that was the time that made the chuppah, him and Rus, and they said the brachas then. So who are here will learn out that you need 10 people, Vishash, you said the brachas chasanim. Now who was the chasna here with? Oh, Boyez, Frakti Gemara Almoin, Shino Salmona, Boyez was married already. So Rashi says, he already had 30 boys and 30 girls he had already. Well, Basra brings down. So Kissy was married already before Boyz. So Boyz now was an Almoin. And he got married to Rus, that was also married already. And still from here we learn out the whole Yisoid that you have to have the Sheva Brochas in front of 10 people. So how could you say that an Almoin, Bi Almona, does not need Brochas? Here at Smashma by Boyz they had Brochas. Tumor says, "Ma'ein etuna brocha." You know what he meant to say? You don't have to have brocha. The Yom Ravuna, "Ein etuna brocha kol zayin." That's what he meant to say. You don't have to have sheva brochas all 7 days. But if you're an almoin, marries an almona, you don't have brochas for 7 days. Avoyoy mech etuna brocha. But avada the day of the chasana, there is a chiyuv to have sheva brochas. Then you do have to have brochas chasanim. And that was the ma'isa by Boyez when Boyez had chuppah with Rus. They said the Sheva Brochas then, because that was the Yoim of the Chasna, Yoim Mechad, you have to have a Brocha. And that's the Locha. But in Amona, you have to have a Brocha one day. For the Gemara, if so, Elohot Etanya, that we learned before, that Shoktu Chachomim Atkonas Bnei Yisrael, the Chomim made a special Takonas, took care of the Jewish girls, that even by an Amona, when Amona got married, we say, She Yesomach Ima Gimu Yomim, that we want the Chosin to be with her home for 3 days. That's why we want the chuppah to be Thursday afternoon, and the first bia should be Thursday night, k'day that will be on Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos. So l'chura, somachim agimu yomim, you see, even by an amona, there's a chiyav of 3 days, not just one day. Tomorrow b'mai, what are we talking about over there? If the chosn is a bochor, he was never married yet, ha'amrit shiva, Then you're telling me now, if he's a bocher, even though she's an amana, he has to have sheva brachas. 7 days he has to be with her, have simcha with her. So how come you only say that Kona was for 3 days? If this special takon of shokta was where the husband was already married once before, he's an almoin, and he's marrying now an amona. And here you're saying what? That they have to be together for 3 days. The chomim wanted to take off for 3 days. Ayam rechay mechud. You're telling me now by an almon and amona, the brach was only 1 day? So how's it shtim? The chur was that you have to be masameach with her for 3 days if the chiyah brach is only 1 day. So Gemara answers portion. The boy is saying one turn is like this. The almoin. We're talking about an almoin. He also was married once. But I'll tell you the locher is yoy mechad la broch. It's like a true. The chiyah to say the sheva broch is only 1 day. Only the day of the chasna, then they have to have sheva broches. But the shlosh la simcha, still there's a chiyah for 3 days to be home with your wife. The chama want you for 3 days to stay home with your wife. Therefore, you have the svar of shoktu. We want you to have the chuppah Thursday afternoon, kadeh that you'll be home with your wife for Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Even though the chiyah brach is only 1 day. The boy said, another thing I'll tell you is talking about here also could be the bochor. I tell you, we're talking about now a bochor. He was never married yet. He got married to an amona. And here the chomer made a shoktu that for 3 days you have to be besimcha. And the Torah says like this, shiva le brocha. It's not true. Since he's a brocha, he has to have sheva brochas. All the 7 days, they have to have sheva brochas.